It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Take on Lima with that piston-like fend. Lima's coming back for the second grab, but Ma just fends her off once more.
Ilona Ma there of U.S. Women's Rugby. The Olympics are, of course, going on. Pretty much nonstop coverage at this point over in Paris, France. I've been able to catch up a little bit on it. I'm having a tough time kind of getting to it during the mornings. I'm usually having to play catch up later on in the night when, like, you're getting like the, here's the highlights that you missed today. All right, and then real quick, here's like something we've got going on today. It's like a final.
This Ilona Ma, though, she runs like Derrick Henry.
Like, oh, yeah.
She just...
Well, the commentator was saying, like, you know, with the piston legs, I could kind of visualize him. Like, well, she's angry at the ground.
There's another highlight of her from a different game where she, like, stiff-armed someone, like how Derrick Henry stiff-armed Josh Norman.
Fantastic.
It was just, whoop, get fantastic. On the ground. It was
I saw great. The video on Twitter over the weekend. I'm like, oh, yeah, uh-huh. That's a football trial
That's
happening.
That's something I could not do. I said in your tweet, I would be able to play in all of them. Rugby is not one of them.
So on that, what, if any, sport do you think you can compete in the Olympics if given 5 years to train? The only reason we're going with 5 years, that was kind of, Josh, that was sort of your kind of parameters there. So time now to get connected to our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. My brother tweets in, somewhat as a joke, I believe, although knowing him, it may not be, basketball.
I believe it.
This is a man that did not even play in high school. He did not even play in high school.
No, he's fine. He's fine.
He's fine.
He can do it.
I don't agree with that. He not good.
Okay, are we talking? This is the other thing I think we should add to this. Well, I guess it's a little too late now. But
I'm not asking you for you to medal. You need to make the team, though.
Well, what team are we making? The team of the country we are in?
Oh.
Or the team of a different country?
Because if you personally are able to do so, I mean, I know somebody in the Olympics this year who's swimming for Puerto Rico.
Oh.
Her name's Kristen Romano. If you're able to do so, wonderful, fantastic.
Awesome.
But
that's cool, though.
But if you can't, if you got to make the U.S. team, we're making the U.S. team here then.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I bet you I could, like, try out for, I don't know, like, South Korea's hockey team.
Sure, but like you're not South Korean. You're not
right.
You're not getting
but
on.
That's the problem. Okay, so in this parameters, I guess you'd have to say Team USA.
Yeah.
Unless you're someone out there that has dual citizenship or something like that. But
and then we're playing a game where you're like, no, I'm gonna cheat the system to get in
right.
just to show up, which I respect.
We've gotten a lot of good answers though, and I think these answers are right.
I think a lot of these answers are right because a lot of people are just like, no, we're going to go towards the shooting events. And that's where a lot of people, James tweets in, shooting, Steve tweets in, archery, Mega tweets in, curling, the shooting sports. I think that's probably correct. I think that's where
except
it goes.
Except for skiing in the winter, the skiing shooting.
Yeah, we have to become the Finnish military in World War II.
Right.
Yeah,
uh-huh. Like those people, that's
insane.
Way, way, way too much for
me. Yeah, that is insane.
Like, It's the breathing and it's the then you have to hit every target essentially. If you miss, you're gonna lose.
Yep.
And then you also have to get up and run on snow.
It's not happening.
No.
It's not happening.
No. How do you feel about table tennis?
I'm gonna get smoked. I've played table tennis before. I'm not good at it. Like, that's the thing, is like, I've played some of these events and I'm like, years of training aren't changing. Like, I'm bad at this.
No, I'm talking, when I'm saying years of training, these people train every single day. It's their lives.
But remember, we've talked about it. The one fencing player, she had to have a full-time job. You have to train how they train. You're not getting just 5 years of like, now figure it out. Like, you train how they go.
True.
You're going to have a tough time. But that's where I think the shooting sports, I think there's an argument there. I think it still would be very difficult. I mean, these are precision, but I think there's an argument there. The other one being brought up a lot, curling. Curling is a fun one. I do know that, obviously, that's an interesting sport. I do know, I think Sneaky Joe and his brother Lou have, like, done, like, curling events, or at least, like, have gone out and done it. So I think there's an absolute way that you can do so, but that is also a very precision sport, but it's very precision-based. It is very, very difficult. And again, like, you have to make these teams, and there are people out there. Like, you're training for 5 years. That is, like, maybe half the time some of these Olympians are doing so. I was not an Olympic athlete by any means. I was almost a Division I swimmer, and I swam for 12 years of my life. I did extra things as well, such as strength training, and I had my own, like, separate coach there. I did double practices with both my high school and my club, and the highest I got was Division II. Not even close. Five years is realistically a very limited amount of time compared to someone who probably spent most of their life. Like, perfect example, gymnastics. No one's saying that, and no one thinks it.
No.
But no, yeah. when are some of these athletes starting? When, like, they're 4 years old.
Yeah, they're, like, being, like, hey, you can't walk yet, but we're going to put you on the balance beam and see how you do. Like,
and they do well. But it's part of this, too. The Simone Biles documentary on Netflix. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she touches on it, but it's brought up the mental health with Olympians, where, like, they reach the pinnacle of their lives at, like, 20 years old, and there's a lot of post-Olympic depression. I think it's a lot of it is because most of these athletes, this is their life. You know, I mentioned for me, like, just in my own personal life, mm-hmm. I swam 6 days a week. I practiced all but Sunday. And right. then when I got into high school, I was doing double practices during the winter, going to a high school practice and then afterwards going to a club practice. Like, it was my whole life. And the highest I got was Division II. These athletes are, like, you know, traveling the world, doing it. I mean, it is more of their life. They are sacrificing more. And that's where I'm just like, 5 years, I don't know, man. It's not enough time.
But here's, like, some of them, like, I want to preface all this also by saying I'm not discrediting any of these athletes. This is, like, they are the best in what they do in the world. I'm not trying to be that guy. I'm just looking at, like, if you give yourself enough training, what would you be able to accomplish, if anything at all? And another thing that just popped up on, like, I'm looking at the list of sports at this Olympics, weightlifting. 5 years of weightlift training. How are you going to do?
Because
that's different. Because I brought up running before. If you just run a lot, you could probably eventually get there.
You might be like a marathon runner, though. Like, I think that's the thing. It's like, you're getting people, and I think weightlifting is the same thing, of just people that, like, have a natural, like, bonus of, like, I put on muscle easier. Like, mm-hmm. I don't have to do all, like, I mean, I'm here. I'm 6'3 and some change. Like, I'm a tall guy, but I am lanky. Like, I cannot put on muscle. So, like, even if I did 5 years of training, I probably just end up looking toned. Like, I probably look good, but, like, in terms of, like, Olympic weightlifting, probably not. Like, I'm probably going to be really, really bad. Our own Lucas Buckley, he tweeted in, definitely handball. It's so simple. That might be one as well.
Handball, like, I was trying to explain to you in the break, and this is a very loose rendition of it. It's a mix of basketball and soccer.
Yeah.
You're on, like, a basketball court. There's goals that are smaller than soccer goals. Like, have you ever seen futsal, which is the indoor soccer?
Yeah, yeah.
That's about the size of a handball goal. There's a goalie, there's people that shoot, there's people that defend, but you have to, like, you can only take 3 steps, I think, without, like,
yeah, I played it in gym class. Three steps, got to pass. Yep. All right, now you can shoot.
Yeah. And
yep.
That one, I feel like you could do that. Because it's not, you're not running, the only thing you really need to be able to do is throw the ball hard and, like, accurately, but that one I think makes sense.
Kenny tweets in, handball goalie, they have like a 35% save percentage, give me 5 years just to get the positioning down, I'll throw out hands and legs around and try to stop it. That's
35.
But there we go. Kenny gets it. Like, I'm gonna crunch the numbers. They've got a 35 save percentage. Give me 5 years. I'll get the positioning down. I'll get conditioning so I'm not tired. and I can hit that.
The one thing that's really crazy
that
about handball,
save percentage.
Though, 35% is bad.
That is tough.
Like, that's crazy.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But that's okay. Like, I'm looking at some of the handball games that have already happened, and oh my goodness.
Let's go, Buffalo tweets in rowing. I think that's an insane answer.
That is a crazy answer.
Watch like any rowing athlete; they look like they're going to die when they're done. That is an exhausting event.
Yeah. No. So looking at some of these handball scores: 36-31, 30-29, 35-32. Like. Yeah. Handball, I think, is the right answer if we're looking at like an actual physical active sport. Because shooting, well, yes, you have to control your breathing and things like that. Shooting in the Summer Olympics, you're not really moving. You're just kind of standing
there. It's stationary.
Yeah. And same, and like curling, like, sure, it's physical, but it's more technique than anything. Handball, I feel like, is like the one like physical and technique sport where you have to try a little bit. But if you're letting in, if you can let in 32 goals a game and still win the game, sign me up.
You basically, it's like if you make like one or two saves,
where can I try out?
Man, oh man. But then like we're going to find out, like we'll go in there, learn the positioning, and they actually score 100% of the time.
Yeah, right.
But it's like, ooh, wait a second.
That's interesting about handball. If you ever like look it up like professionally, I remember when we played in gym class, we just used a volleyball and like had a good time.
Yeah.
In real handball, it's a much smaller ball, and they have like this sticky stuff all over their hands and the ball, so much so that there is just a ball dedicated to getting the sticky stuff off of your hands, because you get too much of it and you can't throw the ball.
Yep.
And that's, I guess, for like spin and power and stuff like that. But if that's the case, like...
I've gotten two people saying fencing too.
Fencing?
That feels like we're walking into the unknown there.
I
watched fencing this morning, or it was just a highlight. How fast they're moving, how locked in you are. It's not like the movie fencing where you're standing back and it's a little like, you know, tic tacs and like someone like just lunges forward once.
Right.
Like they're up in each other's faces.
Oh yeah, they get into it.
It's more grappling, or it has the look of almost like grappling rather than like fencing. I can't get there with that. Rowing, I can't get there.
No.
I think it's the shooting sports. I think you've got an argument for curling. Handball, we've maybe got an argument there. I think it's out. I mean, like, you know, track athlete, you're getting cooked, gone. Swimming, cooked, gone. Wrestling, why'd you show up? You're going to get destroyed, probably break bones. Basketball, you're not in the NBA. Why are we here? Why are we talking? Move on.
By the way, there's a Chinese skateboarder competing.
Okay.
She is 11 years old.
I don't know her name, but I did see that where I'm like, okay, all right, that's interesting. Well, I mean, but that's, you see with gymnasts a lot of the time too. Like, that's the same thing is like, they come into their first Olympics at 15, 16 years old. There is a swimmer for Canada, McIntosh. I believe her first name is Summer McIntosh. She's 17. She won the silver medal in the 400 meter freestyle. She beat Katie Ledecky, I mean, who won the bronze with Ariana Titmus of Australia winning. I mean, she's 17 years old. And, you know, there are some sports, where like, I don't want to say you peak when you're younger, but I do know for women swimming specifically, oftentimes that is the case where, you know, 24, 25 years old, you're considered almost on the elderly side of the sport, where men can sometimes get to like the late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you saw it yesterday in the backstroke. Ryan Murphy, who I think is 27 years old, just did not look – I mean, he makes it to the final tonight, but he did not look great in the 100-meter backstroke. But yeah.
By the way, I found out the fencer that won gold.
Yes.
For Team USA. By the way, Team USA, to win gold, they won gold and silver because it was USA versus USA in the gold medal match.
Yeah, I did see that, yeah.
Which is, that's cool. But the winner is a Kentucky med student, Lee Kiefer. I hope I'm saying her last name right. So, not a lawyer, but a medical student, which probably just as impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, think of how much stuff you go through as a medical student, and you're also an Olympian. Like, hey, sorry, professor, I can't come to class today. I have to go train for the Olympics.
Well, that's some for especially on the women's side, because they typically do get there younger. There are female swimmers who are, you know, 16, 17 years old going to college.
Yep.
And, like, as a high school student, like, getting ready for the summer break, like, what are you going to do? It's like, oh, I'm going to Paris.
Oh, really? On a nice family vacation?
No, I'm going to the Olympics.
I'm going to be in the Olympics. Tune in on these days.
I will be there. But it's, yeah, there, some of these events are insane. Also, a bit of an update, not for the U.S. swimming, but for British swimmer Adam Peaty. He tested positive for COVID-19, was not feeling well. He won the silver medal in the 100 breast.
Wow.
So feeling under the weather, he goes out there and gets the Olympic silver in the breaststroke. He also got that in, or he got the gold in Rio and the gold in Tokyo, and then this year gets the silver medal. So phenomenal. That's insane to be able to medal and be legitimately under the weather. Insane.
That's impressive. That's something I couldn't do.
Zach tweets in, mountain biking for sure.
Mountain biking.
Not a chance, man. Not
Have
a chance.
Have you seen those mountain biking videos? The trails they ride on.
Like, just not a chance. Like, and, like, they're, like, kind of jumping with the bike to, like, move. No, not
right.
a chance.
I you can barely ride my bike down my street.
You're going to fall, break your kneecap, your career's over with, and it was, like, 30 seconds. Not a chance. It's not happening. It's not happening.
So, I know we already talked about basketball. What about 3-on-3 basketball?
That's a thing?
Yeah.
That's an event?
In the Olympics. Yep.
I feel like you're making
that up. There's basketball, and then there's 3-on-3 basketball.
I feel like you might be making that up.
No, I'm not.
No, you're not making that. You're not making that. In reality, they just will then pick the three best NBA players to go out there and do it.
True. But, hey, well, oh, no, it is men. There are men's and women's.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I thought it was just the women's because I wasn't seeing the men pop up, but.
You're going to show up to that tryout. Everyone's going to look at you funny. It's going to be bad. You're going to leave in tears. And it's years of therapy to recover from that.
Listen, I'll feed LeBron. Just
right, like I will be the facilitator.
Get the ball to LeBron. It's all I can do.
By the way,
it's all I have to do.
Unbelievable for him specifically. We do got to take a quick time out here, but unbelievable from him to be 40 years old and, like, arguably still a top five player in the sport right now.
How bad are the Lakers
that, like, 40-year-old LeBron shows up on essentially an all-star team and is, like, significantly, like, clear of most of his teammates?
I mean, I have my own thoughts about LeBron. He frustrates me sometimes with his just
kind of the way he conducts himself a little bit.
Yeah, and like the whole like, oh, my son earned everything, Ronnie, and then he just gets drafted to the Lakers. Like, it, I have my own thoughts on that. I personally think Jordan's better in that debate.
There we go.
But what he's doing is incredibly impressive.
At 40 years old, to still be like arguably a top five player in the sport is absolutely unbelievable. Got to take a quick time out here if you want to join the show before we get you over to Sabres Live. 803-0550 is the number to call. Zach Jones, Josh Mint here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show right here on WGR. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.